Boy, I like that one. That's Anthrax, Breathing Lightning for All Kings. As a matter of fact, I happen to have, well, a personal relationship with one of the members of Anthrax. No, I don't. I follow him on Twitter, and he follows me for whatever reason. I'm trying to find it now. I wanted to just tweet at the cat. Excuse me, my voice is... I know it sounds kind of... that I'm dropping names here, but, you know, I'm doing it on the pre-show. You guys are entitled to know just how fucking great my life is. Oh, yeah. Where the hell are you, man? Yeah, brother. I probably rolled by it. God damn it. Let's see where we at here, man. I don't know where the fuck. Did we start recording, by the way, here in our pre-show? This is Tuesday. I still got 2 football games to record before this weekend. The only way that's Scott Ian. Let's see, what I should say to him, you know, I just played... what did we play? Breathing Lightning. Okay. Just played Breathing Lightning. Here you go, man. So, just picked up that For All Kings. It's great. Fucking great record. You just heard a little bit of it. All right. That's the last thing. That was kind of just a little tweet at somebody. And the reason why I'm saying that to you is because today is the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of the murder of artists, you know, humorists, writers, guys that were, guys were in the business of comedy. If ever you don't think comedy's fucking dangerous, satire especially, satire is ruthlessly dangerous to the object, as well as probably to the one who's expressing it. But Charlie Hebdo was attacked. Ironically, not ironically, that's the wrong word. Charlie Hebdo was attacked because irony means humor. Okay, it doesn't have any fucking thing to do with something being the opposite of what one would expect. That's what we think. It's just simply means ironic. So if I say it's humorously, I'd say fittingly, a year later, fittingly, and almost assuredly, a year later, the circulation of Charlie Hebdo has quadrupled. They publish it now in many languages. It's more popular than it's ever been, you know. And they're still as irreverent and as challenging as they've been. Anyway, I'm just saying that to say that this day, today, I will not be tweeting jack shit. I'll try to stay the fuck off of social media. And I don't know if anybody else is going to do that, but I will encourage them. It's a little too late now. By the time this podcast actually gets downloaded, I don't know that there'll be that many people, you know, how late in the day it'll be and how many people will actually see it. But I'll say it. Big fucking deal, you know. What do we got today, man? We have Dean Wheeler is going to be talking to us today about the fact that he isn't tweeting as much, or excuse me, that he's following back everybody. I got here. What is this? I think I just got messaged. Oh, there's a message. Yes, it is. I don't know about Thorpe for sure, but I will look it up. Been writing and reading and watching documentaries, feeling okay, hopeful, not amazing, but better. The larger dose seems like a good thing, but I really hope I am feeling even better this time tomorrow. I'm going to hit the hay soon, have my shrink at noon tomorrow. Okay. I'm just messaging somebody.
Oh, there she is. Hello, baby. Hey, sweetie. I'm gonna take a picture for you.
Here, baby.
Why is it every time I want to take a fucking photo, man, I can't?
Hey, baby. Hey, Thunder. Thunder, baby. Thunder. Thunder.
Yeah.
That's my girl. I love you. I love you. Thunder. I love you, baby. I love you.
All right, aren't I just a cornball when it comes to these cats? Especially this little cat here, Thunder. Just took a picture of her. But, you know, this house needs a dog. But it needs a medium-sized dog, man, not a huge dog. And a dog that, you know, I'll be able to really spend time with. Because we have got, you know, our canine friends are very needy. I'm sure I don't need telling you. Our canine friends require a certain amount of... But cats do too, believe it or not. Cats require... I've got a cat. This Poncho. God damn, Poncho. That dude. All right. I'm going to get this motherfucker on the road. This is going to be solid. We got a football game to do tomorrow. Going to have to get my ass out of bed. Shit. Woo! Two football games before Friday. And then Friday night, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv, and it'll be our good, close, personal friend, Christine Blackburn. And I encourage you to hit her up at Facebook, find out all of the details. Christine Blackburn's 50th birthday party. Let me see here. 1-2-1-2. 1-2-1-2-1-2. Suppose this would work here, but this desk or this broadcast position out here on the beach, the way it is. You notice how every day I'm out here on the beach, but there's no fucking wind or anything, you know? No wind. It's great. I don't know, man. When you talk about the Chinese speaking out strongly against shit, you wonder if they're not just playing everybody. You know, them and the Koreans are just playing good cop, bad cop in this fucking thing. United Nations Security Council. That's why if people ask, well, why is America even getting involved? Because we're a member of the United Nations Security Council. We're one of the five nuclear powers on Earth. The five approved nuclear powers on Earth. You understand that the world got together, so the Soviet Union, United States, Britain, France, and God damn it. United States, Soviet Union, the United States, oh, and China. Britain has all five of those countries were nuclear powers, and they would remain the sole possessors of nuclear weapons on Earth. Okay? There was a balance there of ideology, U.S., you know, the United States, France, Britain, the Soviet Union, China, now it's Russia. But there seemed to be a nice balance there. And because of that, all of the issues of the fucking world are arbitrated, you know, are negotiated. But ultimately, those five countries have the power to decide, see? So the Security Council is essentially the five most powerful militaries on Earth, if you will, in theory. And if you've weaponized nuclear energy, the theory goes that you have, you know, de facto one of the most powerful military capabilities on Earth. So the UN Security Council is made up of these five countries. Is it democratic? No, not really. We do have veto power. It's almost like, you know, it's as if the countries who have this kind of military hammer ultimately are the deciders whether we have United Nations or not, whether there's a League of Nations or not, whether there's any compact or any contract between countries or not. These five countries pretty much decide what the fuck is going to happen to this world of ours, because we have these nuclear weapons. And ever since the United Nations was formed, we have gone about this process of funneling everything through the UN Security Council. So people say, well, why does America have to get involved? We have to get involved because we're a UN Security Council member, because our vote means something. If we veto, if we vote for, all these things. That's why you hear, well, it was vetoed by a member. Vetoed by one member, vetoed by all. That's the rule in the UN. Does it sound, what's the word, intractable? Well, you know, I mean, that's the fucking world is. Goddamn foreign affairs and these issues of, these things that have been going on for years, like what's happening in the Middle East, that shit seems intractable. The whole goddamn world has got to get together and figure out what it wants to do. Otherwise, the United Nations can't do jack shit. So, and right now China's got problems of its own. Its goddamn stock market is tanking. So that's where that's at. That's why America, and that's why Donald Trump continues to, yeah. It's scary when you have a guy who is so full of shit. And I mean full of shit. And I don't give a fuck what people think, man. That a guy like that has got so many people loving on his ass. Now, check this out. This motherfucker, even faced with the fact that Obama had a birth certificate, he ain't buying it. Even faced with the fact that Ted Cruz doesn't have a passport, he ain't buying that. In other words, it's only true if Donald Trump accepts it as truth. And the people that are supporting him go along with that. They go along with it. All hail leader. It's fascism. It's the Fuhrer principle to the living end, man. That's what the Fuhrer principle is. All hail the leader. We trust you. You know what to do. And that's the way these motherfuckers are with this guy Trump. Sounds like a phone. That's perfect. Jesus Christ. This is the music that was playing in the bar scene in Dirty Harry when the Zodiac, or fuck, the Scorpio Killer is in there. Harry follows the Zodiac Killer into the fucking... What the fuck is it? Scorpio is the name of the killer. It's based on a Zodiac, I guess. In fact, I know it was, because the Zodiac Scorpio got... All right, fuck that. All right, so that's good. But the thing I'm looking for, man, the thing that is going to really put this shit over the top for me is what? What does that say, 20 minutes? Jesus Christ. All right, if that's what you want. Oh, yeah. We need. Whew. Oh, man. I'm just the idea of doing two fucking football games is daunting. And I know that what you're saying is, well, you know, and I was on vacation for a week. Yes. But why is that? That should not be on. Fucking pisses me off. All right. Testing. This fucking gate. But I'm telling you, man, before we went on vacation, I whipped out two football games. I whipped out the last Lions game against the L.A. Tan and then the Tampa L.A. playoff game. And so now I got... Do I have two? Yeah, I have two for this goddamn fucking weekend. It has two playoff games. God damn your hide. I may ask Alex, you know, dude, can I deliver this shit? Because... these guys want me to deliver this shit by Friday night, you know, so they can schedule it and make it all groovy, but fuck. All right, anyway. Dean Wheeler, the number of followers, and what I wanted to do here. Here we go. Nah, that's too loud.
Who's this? Yes, she is.
That's my girl. Are you going to sleep, honey? Are you going to go sleep, baby? You going to sleep, honey? Yeah.
She doesn't know whether she wants to stay in here or not. Thunder Girl. Okay, poor thing.
Come on, baby. It's okay, baby. You going to go sleep, huh?
Good girl.
She's my cat. She's just sitting there waiting on me. She's all... The other thing she does is she... I wish we had mice, man. She'd be fucking killer because everything that comes in the house... During the summer, forget it, man. One fly, dead.
Better than a fly swatter there, Thunder. You're better than a fly swatter, doll.
All right. Bob Bakian, Sky Boy, Sky Chef Con, Dean Wheeler, yes. What do I want to do here, man? This sounds like it's almost... Yeah, cool. Test 1, 2, 3. Kitchen...
Well, Phil, it's true. Good morning, Phil. Well, it's true. The North Koreans have nuclear power. They have a hydrogen bomb. I think we need to put it into perspective. What a hydrogen bomb can do is quite devastating. When you see the mushroom cloud, it is quite a devastating thing, but I wouldn't worry about it because, you know, see. Put in for some time off because I want to spend time alone. I want to go on a vacation for the very first time in my life by myself. So I'm planning a vacation to Miami Beach, to beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Oh, that's wonderful there.
Well, I hope so.
Well, are you going to? Well, I don't want to ask you where you're staying.
Well, I'll be staying on the South Beach there. and I want to enjoy myself, but I don't think I'll be able to because I've got to look over all this bullshit about all of this stuff about the Koreans. The North Koreans are bad. The North Koreans have nuclear weapons. The North Koreans can bomb Japan.
Okay, testing 1-2. Laboratory. Where's my laboratory here? Laboratory. No. There we go. Dr. Ron Turner, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Hello, Phil. Good day.
Dr. Turner, the North Koreans now with the hydrogen bomb, what do you think?
Well, the North Koreans have the hydrogen bomb. We've known they've had the capability of splitting an atom. This is not a secret. I think the United States, I was supposed to go on vacation, but they have me here, and I'm studying this, so I can't take my vacation. And so I'm trying to do what I can do. And I have a little key recording here.
Let's see. Wait a second, man. I want the baby falling. Here it is. That is so fucked. Pretends to kick a kid down the stairs. That's North Korea. There's Diane's Dean Wheeler with his followers. And then Steve Bozell. See this? There's a midget.
Here goes Bill. Well, there's a midget. Yeah, there's a midget. Ha! There's a midget all day. That goddamn midget won't leave me alone. Woo! There's a midget. Won't leave me alone today. That's what I'd say. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I got me a midget all day long. I've got Wes Earlford. I love that song. There's a midget down the road. There's a midget on my load.
It isn't there's a midget on. It's not there's a midget on my load.
Yeah, okay.
Stephen Bozell is in the construction zone, and his whole take on on the militia guys is, I think we have to stay with Jay Sanos, yeah, Jay and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, so that will be our other bed. There we go. Well, there's a midget. Yeah, there's a midget. Okay, where are you at? No audio. Oh, you motherfucker. What the fuck? I hate this fucking goddamn wave cart. All right, baby. I'm ready, man, if you are. Is this a mid-roll? It's a mid-roll. Okay. Testing 1-2.
Oh! Kind of took me by. Leaving open with going through our trauma, I would never wish death on nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because they ain't coming back.
That's the truth. That's the truth, man.
I'm already down.
Let's see how this thing starts.
Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Good morning. This is Margaret Gray, and we finally have the right song on.
Oh, we got the right song on.
I'm going to have an argument now, okay?
Well, this is the song that I was expecting. Well,
yeah, you talking the whole song.
I wouldn't be talking. Phil, let me say this, please. I wouldn't be talking over top of it if it was the right song yesterday. I know it.
Ah! Fuck it. Here we go. Phil Hendry Show, here we go.